First person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. Jason Scorse asks, who is our real enemy?
In the U.S., we fight over whether to spend a couple $100 billion a year to help combat the climate crisis or provide support for children. While we don't bat an eye to spend nearly $1 trillion on a military system that is completely wasteful, corrupt, and doesn't even keep us safe. The greatest enemies to American democracy are not the Russians or the Chinese, but our own right-wing citizens who are actively destroying voting rights, gerrymandering Congress, and spreading lies about election fraud. The former president and his cronies engaged in a coup attempt to overthrow the 2020 election, and he's still a free man. If we were witnessing these events in Germany, Canada, or the UK, we would be ringing the alarm that our allies were under a fascist threat. But part of the great scam and grift in America is to constantly focus outward and convince people that there are tons of enemies out there waiting to get us. This is a lie. Of course there are bad actors in the world, but Russia is a weak petrostate, and China would rather sell us goods than invade us. ISIS and Al-Qaeda were never very strong, and they don't even have real armies. The climate emergency is the real security threat to our economy and to global stability. If we lived in a sane society, we'd be spending $1 trillion a year decarbonizing and fighting over how much money to spend on a defensive force that could protect the homeland. We'd also put more money into cyber threats. Instead, we're throwing money down rat holes against phantom enemies that don't even exist. It's grotesque, and until we rein in the military-industrial complex, we will remain our own worst enemy. I'm Jason Scorse.
Jason Scorse teaches public policy in the Monterey Bay Area. If you have a piece you'd like to share, send a 240-word piece to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Lori Korn.